October 4. Heart searching and self-examination. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. After Christ's ascension, the disciples were gathered together in one place to make humble supplication to God. And after 10 days of heart-searching and self-examination, the way was prepared for the Holy Spirit to enter the cleansed, consecrated soul temples. Every heart was filled with the Spirit as though God desired to show His people that it was His prerogative to bless them with the choicest of heaven's blessings. What was the result? Thousands were converted in a day. The sword of the Spirit flashed right and left. Nearly edged with power, it pierced even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. The idolatry that had been mingled with the worship of the people was overthrown. New territory was added to the kingdom of God. Places that had been barren and desolate sounded forth His praises. Believers reconverted, born again, were a living power for God. A new song was put in their mouths, even praise to the Most High. Controlled by the Spirit, they saw Christ in their brethren. One interest prevailed. One subject of emulation swallowed up all others. To be like Christ. To do the works of Christ. The earnest zeal felt was expressed by loving helpfulness, by kindly words and unselfish deeds. All strove to see who could do the most for the enlargement of Christ's kingdom. The multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. In the 12 apostles, the leaven of truth was hidden by the great teacher. These disciples were to be the instruments in God's hands for revealing truth to the world. Divine power was given them, for a risen Savior breathed on them, saying, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Imbued with this Spirit, they went forth to witness for the truth. And so God desires His servants to go forth today with the message He has given them. But till they receive the Holy Spirit, they cannot bear this message with power. Till they receive the Spirit, they cannot realize what God can do through them. Review and Herald, June 10, 1902.